Talk late night television.
We had a big announcement. At least I thought it was pretty big. I don't know how big it was nationwide, but it did make headlines. You guys probably saw it or heard it the other day that Conan O'Brien will bring his show to an end coming up in June on TBS. We've talked about his show. I think the last time we talked about it was when it went from an hour to 30 minutes. Have you spent too much time at all watching Conan over the years?
I've not seen 1 minute of his TBS presentation. Used to watch him a little bit back in the day, but you know, my opinion of Conan was he always seemed very uncomfortable to me in front of the camera. I think he's really funny, but I didn't ever think he was a great presenter.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little too spastic and twitchy.
Yeah.
But to me, he had a likability factor. It's weird how that changes from person to person. One of the reasons and only Junior will get this, but one of the reasons I always liked him, he reminded me of our old college friend Slaw.
Mm-hmm.
maybe a hyped up version of Slaw. He just, I don't know, is the way he, and I think he is really funny. Obviously, he was a really good writer on Saturday Night Live and for The Simpsons. He had a lot of funny ideas in his head, but here was his big announcement the other night.
As some of you have heard, it's been out there for a while now, but we're making it official. We are winding down our TBS show. The plan is to reemerge on HBO Max sometime in the near future with, I think, what will be my fourth iteration of a program. Imagine a cooking show with puppets, and you'll have the wrong idea. Anyway, we're going to be...
No laughter?
That's not a bad line.
Okay.
Yeah. Making this
I think he didn't nail the delivery of it.
Right.
Right, but...
Again,
he's funny. Like delivery.
He's funny. He's just not a great presenter.
I thought it was funny.
Probably wondering, why am I doing this? Why end things here at TBS? And I'll tell you, because a very old Buddhist monk once told me that to pick something up, you must first put something down. Yeah. Now, I'll be honest with you. He was drunk out of his skull and very belligerent. And I maintain you can pick up two things if you use both hands. He just got mad and started swinging at me, so I ended the conversation and took his advice. We'll be moving on. Our last episode.
No.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a studio audience.
There's a few things, yeah. That's hurting him here, is that he doesn't have an audience there that's responding to this. And I think that it's clearly making him nervous, so he's rushing through it.
That there's no reaction.
Yeah. So he's... believe me, that stuff's hard to get right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So there goes Conan, and I do think he's funny. I did watch a little bit of his time there at TBS. It's been a while, but I came to the realization the other day when I heard that he was leaving and started thinking about late-night TV and late-night talk shows. I don't watch him anymore.
Mm-mm.
And you may think, well, with your schedule, there's no way. But there was a while there that I'd record Conan, I would record Kimmel, and I'd watch him the next day or a couple of days later, and there was always something on there that would entertain me. A good interview, a good band, a funny joke or two, a bit, something.
It used to be that it was must-see prep for your radio show the next morning. I mean,
yeah,
like,
there's always going to be something. Did you hear what happened on Letterman last night?
Those late-night shows used to be the cultural water cooler.
Yes.
And you needed to know what had happened on the previous night shows.
And they're still battling it out, Jimmy Fallon and Kimmel and Colbert now on CBS. And their
Colbert still leading everybody?
I think the latest, he did jump back up. But Fallon, who took a big dip, came up here in the last couple of months. So, their share, though, is just what you were talking about. It's no longer the cultural cafe where that's where the biggest interviews happen, the biggest bands will make an appearance. And it just personally, since I, I don't know, was a teenager, it's always been a big part. Staying up late to watch Johnny Carson way back in the day, discovering Dave Letterman back when he would come on at midnight and just praying for the day that why isn't he on at 10:30? So when I was out in the working world, I wouldn't have to stay up that late. And we finally got that wish and it just wasn't the same. It didn't have the same feel to it when he did move, but he still was a big cultural icon back then. When's the last time you guys were into watching a late night show and made it a part of your TV habit?
I don't think I've been a regular watcher of a late night show since the old Dave Letterman show.
Yep. Me too.
And I'm talking about the midnight one that was on NBC. Mm-hmm.
The 80s.
Yes. And then after he moved, I tried to give his, CBS show a chance.
I was so excited about that.
And it just had a different feel to it.
Yeah.
It didn't have the underground feel to it. It was a little bit too big.
Yep.
And it kind of lost me. And I never watched regularly ever again. Him or Leno or even Conan. I mean, I would see it from time to time. But the thing I've noticed, even in the past 5 years, within the past 5 years, I just don't see a lot of news coming out of those shows like you had 6 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say moments. That. I shouldn't say that. I think it seemed like early in the Trump years, you would still hear
Trump being on Fallon. That was a big moment.
Right. And when Trump became president, people criticizing him on those late night shows, then that would make some news. But now, how much news do you see about someone saying something on one of the late night shows and it's in your morning paper or your website the next day?
That's
you don't.
The other thing that I thought about. I just can't remember the last, big moment or a moment. It didn't have to be that big, but just a moment that we've talked about or that you heard talked about in a TV show the next day or a radio show the next day. But boy, and so then I thought, okay, so back in the day, were we just that bored that we thought those shows were entertaining? And I went back and watched a few things like a Carson monologue, some Dave bits, some Conan bits, and the masturbating bear is still funny to me. Some of those Johnny Carson monologues were, they weren't the funniest jokes you ever heard, but it was still timely.
It was important.
At that time, it was important.
It was the only place America could gather to casually talk about the events of the day, to hear somebody casually talking about the events of the day. The only other place America could gather would be the national evening newscast, but they didn't casually talk about it and work in jokes. So the Carson monologue and the entire Tonight Show was the only place America could go to kind of get a feel for what everybody was saying about current events or to hear a star interviewed. And I think once the 80s came and went and the 90s were here with, widespread cable TV and satellite TV and a billion different options, those late night talk shows just lost their place of importance.
Yes. And we'll never have anything that will have the dominance of the 1970s Carson Tonight Show.
No.
Nothing will ever capture that large a percentage of people's eyeballs at one time.
No.
It's just different now. And I think that, I think that we don't need that anymore. We don't need a Carson to process it for us. Mm-hmm. We've got our own outlets.
Yeah.
You know what I've always felt, too? The Carson show was incredible and the gold standard. And then Letterman became the gold standard for, like you said, Gordo, the underground, later night, renegade type show. And those are the two gold standards. And to me, every show after that, whether it was Leno, Conan, Fallon, Kimmel, they've all tried to be those shows, and none of them have come close.
Yeah, I don't know which one of them you would say has innovated beyond Letterman. The original Letterman show, that was an innovation. Like, which one now would you point to and say, okay, they redefined the medium again?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Mm-mm.
And they just don't. Nobody now, like Colbert and Conan and that age of people, they all dreamed of being a late night TV show host. You will not find a person who has that dream anymore. That doesn't even make sense to a lot of people. What are you even talking about, a late night TV host?
And that question, okay, so are they going to be around in 5 years? I saw one exec say that, yes, that they still have a share. When you add it up Monday through Friday, you add up all the shows together.
Yeah,
that's still
cheap.
A significant number. It's pretty cheap. And becoming cheaper, during the pandemic, they realized, well, we don't have to fly Julia Roberts to New York or L.A. We can just Zoom with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still think you're going to see them for a while. I don't know what would replace them. They're basically low budget, compared to some other productions, but I don't think we'll have as many as we have. Maybe we will have like one or two here in 5 years, and maybe they'll just give up and run reruns of, you know, the networks that just put out reruns of whatever the series was 5 years ago that can still bring in numbers and not waste their time with it. And at some point, they'll just totally go away. But I think they'll be around for it. There's still some place, and there's still some people who still stay up and want to hear what Jimmy Fallon has to say, or Colbert, or somebody. I still hear some of my friends saying, oh, did you hear about this on Colbert? And, no, sorry, man. I'm now giving it
off
5 minutes.
It's off my radar.
Yeah.
It's off my radar. And you started talking about Conan to begin with. And Conan really fell off the map when he left NBC to me. Yeah. When he moved to TBS, I didn't follow him.
No.
And I like Conan. Yeah. I mean, I thought he was funny. And I acknowledge Craig's, you know, performance issues with Conan. I think that's true. But he had a great comedic mind and great, you know, lots of energy and great comedic ideas. But he moved to TBS, and I didn't make the jump over there. And then eventually he pared that program down to where he was, got rid of the desk, and it was more of sitting in chairs talking. And I think it even got reduced down to 30 minutes at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we mentioned that it went from an hour to 30 minutes.
And just all that, it just seems like a bunch of instability. After he left The Tonight Show, I just...
Yeah.
I didn't follow him.
No.
You know? And I know now he's doing some interesting things with Conan Needs a Friend. He's got a podcast, and he does some travel shows that are interesting. And I think that's more of his niche now.
And I think you'll see more of those things. As he mentioned, he's going to host something, some sort of series on HBO. Mm-hmm. You're going to see him appear there doing, I don't know what it be. Exactly.
You know, on our spring break last month or 2 months ago, I watched probably at least 10 to 30 minutes each night of Colbert.
Did you change your opinion on him?
A little bit.
Good.
A little bit. I still think he has a lot of what Conan has. I don't think he's a great presenter. There's something off-putting about him. I think he is funny. But there's something in his delivery that I just have never bonded with.
I'm still trying to see the funny.
And gosh, and there's just, it's an awkward presentation. Now, for a lot of these guys, because they're doing it from home, it's even more awkward. So I cut him a little bit of slack there. But he wasn't bad. He wasn't bad by any stretch. Of the three now, to me, Fallon is the hardest to watch.
Well, why do you say
so
that?
I mean,
he's just so annoying.
He's always a little bit out of breath.
Yeah. And then Colbert. Kimmel is the easiest to watch. But when I watch Kimmel, and it's not that often, I never come away feeling rewarded for my 30 minutes of watching him or whatever. It's just, it's okay.
Boy, I used to. I thought he had a great show. About 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. Now, and, you know, this is something else that I saw in an article. It took a different tone the last 4 years, where we went from political humor being, oh, yeah, we can all kind of join in and laugh at that. We're so polarized now that someone's really going to be ticked.
Kimmel just got angry for 4 years, and that was a turnoff to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that's when I stopped watching, just because it wasn't the same irreverent look at what's going on in the news. And his bit where he would take a topic to the streets and have people try to talk intelligently about it for 10 seconds. That was great, and just didn't see as much as that. Fallon, I will give him credit for this. Not a great host when it comes to doing the interview, but his musical bits are hilarious.
Yeah, he's got a lot of talent.
Those are amazing. This fake Neil Young is great.
As a host, he's just... Oh.
Yeah, and just the whole format itself just... It's amazing how big it was, how important it was to all of us. You could say 10 years ago, certainly 20 years ago, and now it's just out there. There's still an audience for it, but boy, it's really
that audience is getting older and it's shrinking. I mean, I think the YouTubers now, it's like, why would you even dream of going on TV when you have a direct platform now that you can build an audience with?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want with, whether it's YouTube or Twitch or some streaming platform.
If my kids, none of them really got into the talk shows, but my youngest did. He was a big Kimmel fan. He thought Kimmel was hilarious. But like now, I don't think he watches them anymore. And I don't think he has, and probably since he went to college.
Somewhere John William Carson is rolling over in his grave at the state of late night TV.
Yeah. Was Johnny that great, though? Go back and watch those shows, and it is.
I did yesterday. It's still funny.
It is a slow burn.
It is.
That's the way it was back then.
They did an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And Johnny would have a guest out there, and they would interview the guest for like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was the lonesome dove of late night TV.
We had plenty of time. We did anything else.
A slow burn.
And you talk about delivery. His delivery was the greatest.
His
reaction to a failed joke and his facial expressions. And
you're remembering the best of Carson. There were a lot of times his reactions weren't that great.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, shut your whore mouth.
Wash it out with soap.
All right, 8:32 here on The Ticket. This is a treat. Coming up next, we're going to visit with a legendary late night talk show host.